Welcome to Content Creation Musings with J.D. Sutter, random thoughts about podcasting, blogging, and other internet stuff. I'm J.D. Sutter, founder of Porchlight Family Media, and you can connect with me at jdsutter.me. Today's thought is, do you follow other creators in your niche? Are you familiar with the term market research? It's a pretty common phrase in the business world. It refers to the practice of checking out the target demographic for your product or service. Yes, this is an oversimplification of the concept, but it'll do for now. There's one particular component of market research that I want to hone in on today, and that is competitor analysis. When planning and strategizing your approach for your blog or podcast, I think it's extremely important to not only research your target consumer, but also to scope out the competition. I realize that many in the new media space would rather not think of fellow content creators as competition, but prefer to look at it as more of a cooperative. Well, even if you take this approach, I think it's still vitally important to the success of your venture to do your due diligence. And not only is this market research important during the planning stages, it's my opinion that you must continually keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on in your niche. Remember that whether you like it or not, you're a salesperson for your brand. The more you understand your market and industry, the better you can serve your community. Now, with that being said, I just want to share with you my approach to the ongoing market research in one of the niches that I'm active in. There are three main components that I focus on. These are certainly not the only ones, but these are the three major ones that I want to focus on today. They are websites and blogs, other podcasts, and the general goings-on around the web in my niche of the audio drama world. I follow all of the major websites, blogs, and wikis, and a few of the small ones, too. Many of these sites have RSS feeds that I can subscribe to, which makes it pretty easy to follow their content. I also subscribe to the podcasts in this industry as well. And lastly, I use Google Alerts to keep an eye on what is being said online about my brand, about target keywords, and about the industry in general. Now, some of the tools I use are, I use Feedly for blog subscriptions, Pocket Casts for podcasts, which is available for iOS and Android, and, as I said before, I use Google Alerts for keeping an ear to the ground. Now, why do I do this, you ask? Well, it's because I want to super serve my community. I want to be able to offer the very best value to my podcast listeners and blog readers that I possibly can. By consuming content from others in the niche, I can see what they're doing that is working, and frankly, what they're doing that's not working. Not that I'm going to turn around and copy what I heard on another show just because I felt like it was working for them. I've got my own approach and voice to how I present content. But when I'm more aware of what is happening in the industry, I feel that I'm better able to address the wants and the needs of my community. Now, I think this idea of competitor analysis is something that's often overlooked in the new media space. And as a result, there are many mediocre podcasts and blogs out there that just can't seem to gain any traction simply because they haven't done enough research into how to approach their target demographic. And more importantly, how to retain the ones that they attracted initially by staying tuned into what others in the niche are doing. There's a lot more that could be said on this topic, but the bottom line for today is, check out the competition. Be aware of what is going on in your niche. Sure, there may be opportunities to collaborate with others, but don't just scout out the landscape at those times. Keep abreast of what others are creating all the time. It'll make you better at what you do. So what are your thoughts on this topic? I'd really love to hear from you. You can send your feedback to show@jdsutter.me. Now, today's podcast recommendation is The Classic Tales, hosted by BJ Harrison, and it's over at thebestaudiobooks.com. Now, if you enjoy classic literature from the likes of Charles Dickens, C.S. Lewis, or Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, just classic literature that's just fantastic stories, and the way that BJ Harrison presents them is extremely entertaining. He's a professional audiobook narrator. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, check out the Classic Tales podcast. It's at thebestaudiobooks.com. Now, all of these resources that I've mentioned will be linked up at the website, jdsutter.me, and you'll also find a transcript of this episode there. If you'd like to explore any of these ideas that we talked about today in a deeper way for your online efforts, be sure to connect with me at jdsutter.me. I am available for one-on-one coaching and consulting. So I'll talk with you next time. Adios.